I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Sunday the 14th of April. Today's news story is about a record-breaking rope climber. But before I tell you about this amazing woman, let's take a look at some vocabulary. So I've got three words that I'll be using in today's episode. I want you to listen very carefully. See if you can hear these three words and understand what they mean based on the context. And then at the end, we'll take a look at the definitions and how I use them. So we start with a verb, scale. S-C-A-L-E, scale. And then we have another verb, strive. S-T-R-I-V-E, strive. And the third and final word, well, it's a phrase, to do one's bit. What does it mean if you do your bit? Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them all at the end. And if you'd like to read the transcript while you listen to the news story so that you have a really clear understanding of everything I say, then you'll find the transcript on the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben. I've left a link in the description of this episode, and there you'll also find a comprehension quiz to test your understanding. Okay, here is today's news story. A French woman has broken the world record for highest rope climb after reaching the second floor of the Eiffel Tower. Anouk Garnier climbed 110 metres in just 18 minutes, raising money for cancer prevention and support. After scaling the free-hanging rope 2 minutes faster than expected, she said, "My dream has come true. It's magical. If there was one thing I never doubted, it was that I was going to do it. There were many ups and downs on the way to this record. The weather wasn't always my ally, and we had to coordinate the agendas of all those involved in this monumental project, but I never stopped believing in it. The satisfaction and joy I derive from it today are all the greater. It's a crazy dream come true." She surpassed a record previously held by South African Thomas van Tonder, who climbed 90 metres up a rope between the Soweto Towers in Johannesburg in 2020. She now holds the record for highest climb and highest climb for a female. The Danish athlete Ida Mathilde Steensgaard was the previous female record holder after she climbed 26 metres up the Copenhagen Opera House in 2022. Garnier, a world obstacle course champion, only decided to start rope climbing in 2022. Inspired by previous record holder Steensgaard, she set herself the new challenge. Referring to Steensgaard's effort, she added, "I said to myself, 26 metres isn't that far. What monument could I climb?" She also expressed her gratitude to her family, who were present at the iconic Paris landmark to see her break the record. She said, "It was so beautiful to see them so proud. They're the ones who instilled in me this discipline of sport, of always giving your best, of always striving for excellence. It's thanks to them I'm able to do extraordinary things today." Garnier was raising money for the League Against Cancer after her mother was diagnosed with the disease. She said, "I saw her struggling so much, I wanted to do my bit." The 34-year-old will now return to obstacle racing and will be carrying the Olympic torch in Marseille in May. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a fantastic achievement, and amazing that she only started in 2022. It reminds you that it's never too late to start. Now, let's take a look back at the words I gave you at the start. Those three words and phrases. Did you hear them? Did you understand them? Well, the first was scale. So I spoke about how she scaled the free-hanging rope. So to scale means to climb up something very high. Okay, next, strive. So she was talking about her family, and she said that they're the ones who instilled in me this discipline of sport, of always giving your best, of always striving for excellence. So to strive for something means to make great efforts to achieve something. And finally, to do one's bit. So in the part where she was talking about her mother and how her mother was diagnosed with cancer, she said, I saw her struggling so much. I wanted to do my bit. So to do one's bit means to contribute towards something. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you very much for listening to today's news story. I hope you found it interesting. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.